Come on and give God some praise. Yeah. Yeah. Give me praise. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need. Speak the same thing, and that there is no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me, Paul is talking to the church of Corinth, it's been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you said, I am Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Paul said, I beseech you about these instructions. See, Paul, he started the church of Corinth, and he did a lot of work in the church of Corinth. You can read about it in the book of Acts. I think it's the 18th chapter, 1 through 18 verses or something like that. And it tells you about what Paul was doing in the church of Corinth. And he came and he was preaching in the 14th chapter. There was him and Barnabas was preaching the word of God. And the people heard the word of God and they began to exalt themselves, to lift up and to begin to lift up what they call their gods. G-O-D-S. But I'm here to tell you there's only one God. Amen. There's only one Savior. Amen. And he don't have any S on the end of his name. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they are one. And all those that dwell with him is one. Yeah. Glory to his name. So Paul, when they heard this, the people, guess what, brother, pastor, you was teaching the Sunday school, and you was talking about all those blood of the animals that they brought, that they had to bring the animals and sacrifice them. When they heard this rich word that made the lame man leap up and the blind man see, glory to God, they began to exalt the wrong God. And Paul, the Bible said Paul and Barnabas rent their clothes, glory to God, and they rushed in and upset that assembly because they was about to sacrifice, glory to God, the animals unto their gods, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that there's only one God, and that was only one sacrifice, and that was Jesus Christ. Yeah. Couldn't nobody go to the cross but Christ, glory to God. Paul said, did you baptize in my name? Were you saved in my name? See, they're trying to separate Paul, glory to God. And the reason they did this is because after Paul had started the church of Corinth, then came along Apollos, somebody was commended by him, glory to God, and he came along with his elegant speaking. Not that it was nothing wrong with him. He spoke the word of God, but he had those words, glory to God, that'll turn people aside, and they latched onto that, and they said, well, this man is more elegant than Paul, glory to God. Paul come preaching that simple gospel, the one that'll save you, the one that'll deliver you, the one that'll lift you up, the one that'll get you out of your hard time, the one that'll bring you through, glory to God. He came preaching that simple gospel, the one that they could understand. And when he preached that simple gospel, it opened up the blind eyes, it raised the dead, it healed the sick, glory to God, and it put the right mind where it belonged in the church, glory to God. But now we got people and they doing the same thing today, glory to God. They got this clique and that clique that said this church is better than that church. That's why we got all these marquees, we got Catholic, we got Presbyterian, we got Baptist, we got all non-denomination, all this stuff. That's man-made, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's only one God, one baptism, glory to God, one grace, and one faith, and we got to be saved by this wondrous word of God. I can't be saved by my pastor, glory to God. I can't be saved by Pastor Keith, glory to God. I wasn't baptized by them. I was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Paul and they heard that, they rushed in. Said, wait a minute. You got to get away from these serving these vanities. Glory to God. You can't, don't bring no animals to God. Well, let me rephrase that, because people are still bringing the animal before God. That old nature, that beastly nature. Still trying to bring him before God. But there's no sacrifice for it, glory to God. Because Christ done already paid the price, glory to God. All you can do now is bring that animal before God and separate yourself from him, glory to God. Why? Because we are united with Christ. We are united in one mind and one thought, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you are united with Christ, we are together with him. And when we're united with him, then our thoughts are going to be right. Our walk is going to be right. Our love is going to be the love of Christ. Our strength is going to be his strength. Our knowledge is going to be his knowledge. Our direction is going to be his direction. Glory to God. Why? Because we are united with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on and give us a praise. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who humbled himself.
Yes.
Now risen and glorified.
Yes.
That's the one that's abiding on the inside now. Glory to God of you and I. That's the one that we got to listen to with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. See, we've been set free, glory to God. They was trying to go back to the old cocoon, glory to God, and get the old ways and the old ideas. They tried to take the butterfly back, but Christ came along and opened up the cocoon, and the butterfly flew, glory to God, and he's free. Glory to God, free indeed, because the Spirit said, whom the Lord set free, is free indeed. I don't know about you, but I'm free. I'm going through some hard time. You're going through some hard time, but yet you're free, glory to God. You're going through this trial and that trial, but yet you have the breath of Christ. You're sick in your body, glory to God, but you're still moving by the power of God. And that's the oneness that's in us. That's the united mind that's in us. That's the united thoughts that go forth out of our mind unto others. Come on and give him some praise. He said that you all speak or say the same thing. You all speak or say the same thing. That there be no divisions, no isms and schisms. No opinionated minds, human minds I'm talking about. Hallelujah. There's an old saying in the word, and I was watching that Clint Eastwood movie. It was in there too. And the South had surrendered to the North, and they brought them in there, and the North promised all of these things for them, that they would have amnesty and all that. Yep. And they brought them in there, and they fed them, and then they killed every one of them.
Yep.
And man, their name is Fletcher. He said, why did you do that? You promised these men that they would have full amnesty, and you didn't treat them decently. He said, yes, I did. He said, they were decently fed, and they were decently shot. He said, that's the old saying. But Fletcher told him, he said, there's another saying, Senator. And I'm going to modify the words that he used, but the words that he used are scripture.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. David used them, glory to God, but I'm gonna dress it up a little bit because it might tingle your ears. There's another saying in the word. Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Don't have your opinion and tell, and I can't have my opinion. Hallelujah. We're united together with Christ. There's no Paul and there's no Apollos. There's only one, and that's Christ crucified. That's what Paul was preaching, that simple crucifixion word, glory to God, that lift Jesus up out of that tomb, glory to God. That's the one that's keeping us alive. That word and that power, that might, and that love that's keeping us alive today. And guess what? We're going to be alive till Christ said it's over. And it's not over till he said over. Let me tell you something about this world. Nothing in this world is permanent, glory to God. Jesus said everything is going to pass away, glory to God, but the word is going to remain, glory to God, forever and ever and ever. It's on this side, it's on that side, it's above us, it's all around us, it's everywhere that we go. Come on and give God some praise. Yes. That you speak the same thing.
Yeah.
What is that? Love, joy,
yeah.
Peace,
yes.
Righteousness.
Yes.
In the Holy Ghost,
yes.
That you speak the same thing, that you be led by the Spirit and not by the animal, that you be led by the Spirit and not by meat, that you be led by the Spirit and not those vanity things that take you off into the wild blue yonder. When you get there, it's not blue any longer. Hallelujah. And then you can't find your way back. So what you do, you call on the one that was there all the time. He said, when you call on me, I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things. Glory to God. God ain't going to leave you in the mess. Glory to God. He came that he might save us. He died that we might be redeemed. He died that we might be refreshed. And God said, I'm not a God that I should lie, not a son of man that I should repent. Yeah, I spoke these things and they shall come to pass. All you got to do is believe, glory to God. You got to have faith. You can't separate grace from faith. You got got to have faith and grace, glory to God. You can't separate them, glory to God. They are together, glory to God. But there's a lot of people that want to use a little faith to do this job and a little faith to do that job. But Paul said, can you tear Christ apart? Can you separate it? Well, guess what? They have written him already, glory to God. They've been written him all their lives. They've been having God in one situation and don't have God in the next, glory to God. He's the God the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you can believe him for yesterday, you can believe him for today, you can believe him for right now, because he doesn't change, glory to God. Come on, you guys. Know, no divisions. No divisions. I mean, that there shouldn't be no isms and schism.
Yes.
According to your feelings, no division.
Come on.
According to your feelings. God don't care nothing about your feelings.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. Mm. You know what all your feelings are good for is pain. When you feel that pain, you cry out. Because you feel it. Thank God for feelings, glory to God. Because if you didn't have feelings, you wouldn't know you're sick. If you didn't have feelings, glory to God, somebody could stab you with a knife and you be on your way out of here and don't even know you're on your way out of here. Because you don't have no feeling. But thank God, God made a perfect man, glory to God. But that man come along and he wanted to change it. He didn't like that perfection, glory to God. He wanted to change it. He wanted to lift himself up and go on his own, glory to God. Glory to God, it's still going on in the churches today, glory to God. We got this church to say that they are right. We got this church that got this doctrine. We got this church to say you're not reading the scripture right. We got this church to say this and we got this church to say that. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, if you ask the author and the finisher, he'll give you the instructions. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the bread of life. And whosoever take it of me will never hunger. They'll never thirst. They'll never go lacking, glory to God. They won't go without knowledge. They won't go, glory to God, without my strength. For everything I have, I give unto you. Come on, give God some praise. Praise God. I don't know about y'all when people start giving me their opinion about their church. I do exactly what the scriptures say. Agree with your adversary quickly.
Yeah.
Don't mean that they are your enemy, but it could be. Glory to God. The devil ain't your adversary. Glory to God. It's the old nature. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
Paul said, now I say to every one of you, I am Paul and I am Apollos and I am Cephas and I am Christ. If you over here with Apollos, if you over here with somebody else and God put you over here, glory to God, then why in the world are you doing over there? You ain't going to get fed over there, but you're going to eat all you need. Right here, glory to God. People ain't satisfied because the pews ain't filled up. But God ain't coming back for no filled up pews. He coming back for hearts full of his love. Full of his peace. Full of his joy. He want to see himself, glory to God. Let me tell you something about God. He want to see himself before he come, glory to God. Because if he don't see himself before he come, he's not coming, glory to God. The scripture says he's coming back after church with that spot of wrinkle, glory to God. So we're going to already be in place before Christ come, glory to God. And when we're in place, that's going to bring Christ home. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. He said there'd be no division. Schism or rent. Be no separation. Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Don't tell me God didn't do this and I'm reading the word.
Come on. Amen.
You can't change his word.
Amen.
I don't care what you do. They can burn these Bibles up all they want to. But they don't have nothing to do with your soul.
Yeah.
Because what God put in, glory to God. Jesus told me, he said, whatsoever he put in my hand, no man can pluck it out, glory to God. So we're in the hands of Christ, and no man can take your soul, glory to God. No man can take your salvation. No man can take it, glory to God. Why? Because man didn't give it to you, glory to God. It was not by animal. It was not by the goats. It was not by the lamb or the ram, glory to God. But it was by the Lamb of God. And his name is Jesus Christ, the risen one, glory to God. The glorified one, the one is on the right hand of the Father, and while he's on the right hand of the Father, he's in your life, glory to God. He's in your heart, glory to God. He got your soul, that implanted principle that he put there in the beginning, glory to God. And then the mercy turned around and it sent grace, glory to God, to join up with that faith, glory to God. So by grace are you saved, glory to God. By faith are you saved, and not by work, lest any man should boast, glory to God. I can't boast about my salvation except that I boast in God, glory to God. I wasn't saved by Paul. I wasn't saved by my parents. I wasn't saved by another church. I wasn't saved by no pastor, glory to God. I was saved by Christ, the living and the risen God. Come on, everybody. Over there in the book of Acts, Paul rushed in there. I can understand why he was so mad. He rushed in there and said, how can you do this thing? You supposed to turn away from this stuff. We done taught this. Done preached it, glory to God. We done preached Christ crucified. He came in, saved you, and started the church. How can you turn to these things? How can you turn away from a living God? Because those things that you're about to do, they are dead. There's no life, glory to God. There's no salvation, glory to God. There's no salvation in your opinion. There's no salvation in your thoughts, glory to God. If they're not united thoughts of God, are you the united mind of God, glory to God, then your mind is a hill of bees, and your thoughts don't mean anything. Your thoughts are going to be like the stuff that's in this world, glory to God. It won't last. It's going to pass away, glory to God. But I don't know about you. When this world passes away, I'm not going to be in it, glory to God. But I'm going home to be with my Savior, my Lord, and my Jesus Christ. The one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, glory to God. It's going to be the completion of this thing. So I'm here to tell you, hold on to this unchanging hand, because he's not going to change. We got to change, glory to God, from day to day, from night to night, from week to week, from month to month. We got to change all the way home. Come on and give us some praise. Some people think they can change because they did one good deed.
Come on now.
Don't mean nothing. Mean nothing because they do one good deed. A lot of people do one good deed, and they want everything out of you that they can lay their hands on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You only did one thing for them. But guess what? They're going to come back very, very soon with a book with some written down stuff that they want you to do. Trying to separate you from the love of God.
They
tell you you owe them something. You don't owe them nothing. Hallelujah. We owe it all to Christ, glory to God. Didn't nobody give me the power to do what I'm doing? Nobody gave you the power to do what you're doing except Christ be in you. That's the hope, glory to God. And when you hold on to that hope, you can do all things through that hope, through Christ that's in you, through Christ that gives you the strength. And when you hold on to him, glory to God, that's when God is going to rise up and show you great and mighty things, glory to God, that you know not of. We're just on the threshold of stuff, glory to God. We just had a little foretaste of what God is, glory to God. God has got stuff you don't know nothing about, glory to God. God has got stuff he's waiting on you to get right, glory to God, so that he can reveal himself, the living God, the mighty God, the high priest, glory to God, the one who walked up on the water and stilled the wind, glory to God. He's waiting on us to open up our mind and unite it with him, glory to God. And when we unite our mind with him, our thoughts is going to be right, and we can live holy before him up on this earth. Come on and give God some praise. Well, I like Apollos, the elegant speaker.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He's so elegant, he make you break out into a shout. Glory to God. Fall out in the flow. Glory to God. When you leave the house of God, you're the same just like you were when you came in. Because shouting ain't going to get you nowhere. It's just a rejoicing that God done did something for you. Glory to God. But a lot of people shout because of eloquence. A lot of people shout because they attach themselves to what they want to believe. This man speaks better than him. This man preached better than him. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when Paul preached, they didn't want to hear him because Paul preached that truth. Glory to God. That truth, that sword, that cussing the divine, the son of the soul. Glory to God. And the marrow of the bones. And it discerned the intents of the heart. They didn't like that word. Glory to God. They like that dressed up word that Apollos were preaching. Glory to God. You can make it if you do good deeds. You can make it if you love. Glory to God. You can make it if you pat somebody on the back. You can do all these things. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, you better guard your heart like the word said. Glory to God. And check out yourself and make sure it's right. Glory to God. Because shouting ain't going to get you there. A lot of people think they can shout all the way to heaven. Can't do that. You're going to get tired sooner or later. Glory to God. I'm not talking about your physical activity. You're going to get tired of your thoughts, glory to God, that's beating you down. You're going to get tired and you're going to wake up one day and you're going to realize that it's Christ and Christ alone, glory to God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody lift you up like Jesus. Can't nobody keep you like Jesus, glory to God. Apollos can't keep us. Paul can't keep us, glory to God. Can't nobody keep you but you when you unite your mind with Christ, glory to God. When you do those things, then you'll be on the right course, glory to God. But if you open up your mind to all these other things, people read all these books and they look at the television. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the Bible says to bring all of your thoughts into captivity unto the obedience of Christ, glory to God. And you can look at these things, but you need to shuffle through them, glory to God. You need to ask God, is it okay? You need to go before you sit down at that table called the TV, glory to God. You need to ask God about the ministers and God about this. They might be preaching a good word, glory to God, but you still need the Holy Ghost to give you the revelation of what they're talking about, glory to God. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost leading you and guiding you, you ain't going to know from a hill of beans, glory to God, and you'll be another Apollos ears, glory to God. Everything you hear will be right, glory to God. Everything you see will be right, glory to God. But Jesus told us to put the blinders on, glory to God. Don't look to the right or to the left, glory to God, but keep your mind stayed up on him. And when you keep your mind on Christ, glory to God, Christ is going to lead you in the right direction. Yeah. Come on, give him some praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. That you be perfectly joined together, arranged or set in order, restored. Yeah. Prepared, huh? A broken vessel, pieced up together by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. And when you look at that vessel, it's one with Christ Jesus. Glory to God. That you be fitted or perfected together. Now, I'm going to take the ED off of fitted, glory to God, and let's use fit, glory to God. That fit means that you got to have something, glory to God, to endure and weather the storm that's in your life. So you got to have this word. This word is fit for you, glory to God. If you got this word in you, you're going to make it through your storms of life. If you got the word in you, glory to God, you're going to have every need met, glory to God, that you have need of according to his riches and glory and not according to your opinion. Glory to God, but you're going to be fitted, glory to God, with every circumstance, glory to God. God is going to put you in them, glory to God, and God is going to deliver you out of him so that you can glorify the great, exalted Christ and the glorified one, glory to God, in this earth so that he can be glorified in this earth. Why? Because God has fitted and joined us perfectly together.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
That means that your opinion, when you're united with Christ, and your thoughts is thoughts of righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. That means your mind is the right mind. Hallelujah. Yes. Flesh can't come in and take over, glory to God. Why? Because it runs up against that mind that you're united with, glory to God. And it look over there at the cocoon and trying to get you to go back to. It won't find you there, glory to God, but it'll find you over here living, glory to God. Find you over here preaching. Find you over here teaching. Find you over here exalting Christ, glory to God. Find you over here loving somebody. Find you over here comforting somebody. Find you over here, glory to God, giving out the peace that's within you. Finding you over here giving out some joy. The joy of the Lord is that strength that they need. It's in you, glory to God, but God wants you to give it to somebody else, glory to God. That's why he raised us up. That's why he fitted us jointly and perfect together so that we can do whatever he lead us and guide us to do.
Amen.
He ain't going to lead us to do the same thing. I of Apollos, he ain't gonna lead you to do the same thing he had Apollos doing. Paul. I'm not in them circumstances. I got some trouble with my name on it, seems like. He gonna lead me in that. But yet I'm fitted perfectly with you.
Yes, sir.
Ha. For I knew that the vessel was going to be broken in the beginning. Yea, I sent grace to put it back together again. Yea, it's brand new. It's not of old. Hakomomo shaka. For yea, I see my blood that's coming it now. Yea, my blood runneth in and it runneth out. And my blood cover all the circumstances and situation that this vessel is going to go through. For yea, it is no longer broken, said God, but it is raised up again. Komomo shaka. And it has my glory again and my grace. And my faith is operating like it should operate, said God. My peace is there and my joy is there. It's not the joy of the human flesh, nor the peace of the human flesh, for there you shall find none, said God. But if you look unto me, I am the author of peace, I am the author of faith, I am the author of glory, and I am the author of grace, and I have sent this grace unto you, and this grace shall be sufficient unto you until the end, said God. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said that you have the same mind and in the same judgment, that united mind. And you be in the same judgment or opinion. And guess what opinion is? Opinion is the result of knowledge. That's why I say, you know, that I got a right to my opinion like you got a right to yours. But if it's united with Christ, then both of the opinions is going to be full of knowledge. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because there's the only one that got the true knowledge.
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus. Glory to God. And Jesus said, I will hold back no good thing for those that walk uprightly before me. Glory to God. Yeah. You say, I'm having a hard time walking uprightly before God. That means persevere. That means endure. Yeah. That means still love. That means still smile. That means still have joy and peace. Glory to God. That means still go about your way lifting up Christ. Because that's the only way glory to God. And he's still the author. And he's still the finisher. Glory to God. And that means that we're not lost. We're not going to be cast aside. We're not going to be cast down and forsaken. Glory to God. We're going to be lifted up so that we can glorify his name in this earth that he built that belongs to him. And we are his people in this earth and we belong to Christ. Come on and give him some praise. People put themselves down because you go through something.
Yeah.
Paul said, though I'm weak, yet I'm made strong.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't talking about his flesh. He wasn't talking about that animalistic nature that was in him. He was a powerful preacher, but the animalistic nature was still there. And that's what he was guarding against. That's what we're guarding against. A lot of people think they're guarding against God. If I don't do right, he's going to kill me. Glory to God. It's that animal nature that's in you that you're guarding against. That's the one you better watch out for. That's the one that's still a thief. That's the one that's still a robber. That's the one that's still a hater. That's the one that's still a doubter. That's the one that's talking about you. That's the one that's cursing. That's the one that's drinking. That's the one that's going out and coming in, glory to God, and bringing all kind of hell and all kind of stuff, glory to God. But if you hold on to that one and be united with that one, glory to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you, glory to God, that's all you need, glory to God, for your problem and for your circumstances. And the one that you are united with is the one that's going to take you through. Come on and give us some praise. So all this stuff they was talking about here, they was on the wrong team. Whose team are you on? Hallelujah. Whose team are you on? Have you got an opinion that's telling you differently than what's written and what's spoken? Paul is saying that you'd be perfectly fitted together so that you speak the same thing. That's nothing different than this. All of this written down can talk to you the same time it's talking to me, but only it's taking care of my circumstances and your circumstances at the same time, and they are different, glory to God, but he's not a different God. I don't need Paul. I don't need Apollos. I need the one who died on Calvary. I need the one who took the sin to the cross, glory to God. I need the one that my name was in him when we went to that cross, when he went to that cross. Your name was in him when he went to that cross, glory to God. Everything that you have need was in Christ Jesus, and when he hung his head and died, he said it is finished, glory to God. That means that I got access now, glory to God. I can walk into the Holy of Holies, glory to God. I can go in before Christ and I can ask in his name, believe it, and doubt not in my heart. And he said, when you do these things, it shall be done. Come on, you guys, some praise. Get ready to close. Don't let nobody tell you about your God. And see, this kind of thing here, the Apollos and the Paul situation, all that stuff, will cause you to separate yourself from Christ. And your mind will be so messed up. You don't know where to believe. You say that? That's in the world. You don't know where to do something or go by. Y'all fill in all the rest. Glory to God. You'll be so confused, so discombobulated. That's the one that's running all around from church to church telling you this and telling you that and all that stuff. You should do this and you should do that. They invite you to your church. You go over there, glory to God, and they be doing this and they be doing. Well, that's all right for them, glory to God. But God put me and he put you over here, glory to God. And where he put you, he can feed you. God ain't got to feed you over there, glory to God. He ain't got to send you downtown to get fed, glory to God. God can feed you right here, glory to God. It's the same word, glory to God, that's over there, glory to God. The same table is set here that is set over there, glory to God. So sit down and eat, glory to God, because God got just the right diet just for your service and your situation. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. Close. Paul said, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Now here we're this division to come. Some people say, yeah, if you're not baptized in the name of Jesus, you ain't saved. Well, baptizing don't save you. Glory to God. If you want to get wet, go get baptized. Glory to God. And if they dip you under that water, guess what? If you didn't take a shower, you're going to come up and you're going to still be stinking. I'm just paraphrasing that, because if you dipped in that water, you go down a sinner, you're going to come up and you're going to still be a sinner. Come on, Glory to God. Baptizing don't save nothing. Glory to God. You got to do something. If you dip in that water, forget where your body, you got to do something to get clean. You got to get some soap and a rag, and you got to do some scrubbing. Glory to God. And you can't just wipe it. You got to scrub. Glory to God, so that you can come out clean. Glory to God. But when you get baptized in the Spirit, glory to God, and when you come unto the salvation of Jesus, can't nobody wash you but Jesus. Glory to God. Paul can't baptize you. Apollos can't save you, glory to God. Your sister thought she's going to a good church can't save you, glory to God. The pastor that preach heaven down can't save you. You got to make up your mind when Christ calls. And when Christ calls, you're the one that's got to answer, glory to God. You're the one that's got to come clean, glory to God. You're the one that's got to jump in, glory to God, and come up saved. Come on and give us a praise.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wasn't baptized. Paul said, I didn't baptize nobody. I don't blame him. If he'd have baptized a lot of them, they'd have been on his team. Glory to God. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Every one of us in here is free.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Yeah. It's what are you going to do with that freedom? A lot of people are talking it, but they are not living it. Hallelujah. Back to that old saying. Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Glory to God. Tell me you saved and you ain't saved. Tell me you love me and you don't love me. Don't tell me nothing like that. Glory to God. If you don't mean it, you ain't got no business saying it. Glory to God. Guess what? It's not going to hurt the person you're talking to. It's going to hurt the one that's doing the talking. Glory to God. Why? Because the word came from you. They're your word. Glory to God. And they're like a boomerang. They're going back to where it came. Glory to God. And I don't know about you. When it gets back, it's going to be much greater than when it went out. Come on, give God some praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I'm saying, you can't divide Christ.
Yeah, right.
Can't use that mustard seed of faith to get healed. Glory to God. And when somebody talk about you and said unkind things about you, then you lose it, glory to God. You still got the same faith that healed you, glory to God.
Yes.
It's still strong enough
yes.
and powerful
yes.
enough
yes.
to
yes.
deliver you, glory to God, from the mouth of other people, glory to God. You got to listen to Christ. When Christ talked, the Bible said it's a small, still voice. Can't nobody understand it but you, because he's talking to you, glory to God. He's talking to somebody else at the same time, but the voice that he's speaking to you, you are able to understand. You are able to receive it, glory to God. I can't receive what he's saying to my sister right here, glory to God, because it's for her, because God has got something for me, glory to God, and I got to have my ears attentive to his word and my mind open, come on, most shock to this word. And when I got my mind open and my desire is pointed toward him, God will talk to me, glory to God, just like he's talking to you, and God will meet your need just like he meet everybody else's need. He made provision for every man, glory to God, that will come unto him and walk upright before him. Come on and give him some praise.
Amen.
He made provision for the fool too. And the infidel.
Amen. Amen.
That's why he tell the saved one. He said the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. I'm not talking about a whole bunch of money. You need some peace. Glory to God. If you ain't got no peace, your money ain't worth a hill of beans. If your health ain't right, what you going to do with the money? Spend it all on the doctors? They're going to clap their hands and rejoice. Hallelujah. You need some peace. Peace is better than money. Joy is better than money. Love surpasses all understanding. That means it's better than the money, glory to God. You need some joy, glory to God. And God said, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then the money will be added, glory to God. You can have those trinkets. You can have all of that stuff. Why? Because you are looking to the author and the finisher who made it all, who owns it all, and nothing's going to pass from this earth, glory to God. When this earth passes away, it's going to remain. So we might as well enjoy it right now, glory to God. because we ain't going to need no gold over that. We ain't going to need no joy over that. We ain't going to need the peace that we need down here over that, glory to God. But we're going to be home with the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Come on and give us a break. Hallelujah. I'm like Paul. People just be talking. And I've been around a lot of people for a long time, and they're still talking the same thing. Because that's what they are stuck with. But the guy that I work with, he's a Catholic. And he's trying to say, well, you know this, and you know, he tried to pass it off because he know he know I ain't on that path. I'm not condemning it. The Bible says don't wish no ill on any man. So I'm not condemning him or doing anything like that. But the Bible also says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, glory to God. I ain't no fool. I ain't going to lose my salvation because God done gave it to me. And here come another doctrine saying that I don't have it. This is the way I should have got it, glory to God. I didn't get it from that doctrine. I got it through Jesus Christ, glory to God. You didn't get it from the marquee, glory to God, that's hanging over the church that's saying Episcopalian and all this stuff, glory to God. There's no Christ up there, glory to God. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. He's the one that saved us. He's the one that delivered us. He's the one that set us free. And guess what? He's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's still the glory one. He's still exalted. He's still the risen Savior. He's still the bread of life, glory to God. He's still that water, glory to God. He's still the way. He's still the truth. He's still that life, glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Everyone stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is preach Christ. But you got to find out how to preach Christ. You can't preach him using Webster. And I advise you to don't depend on the commentaries. Because they got opinions and thoughts. And the flesh is in there a lot of times. Hallelujah. It's an analyzation. They analyzing the word and said this is what it meant at this time. Glory to God. It might have meant that at that time, but right now he's still God. Glory to God. As he was at that time, he's still a Savior. Glory to God. And he was at that time. Glory to God. God haven't changed because of man changed. God haven't changed because of man's ways. Glory to God. He is a living God. The exalted one. That name that's above every name. Glory to God. The one that you can call on. Ah, he's above every name. I don't know what you're going through. Your name may be sickness. It may be sadness. Glory to God. It may be pain. Glory to God. It may be discouragement. But there's a name that's above all of that stuff, glory to God, and his name is Jesus, and he came and he delivered, he came and he set free, glory to God, he came and he called us out, glory to God, he called us out of that cocoon, and now we are free, glory to God. Come on and give it some praise. Yes, come on now, front. I'm going to anoint you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.